They need help.
Yeah.
They need help.
Isn't the Quran a help?
Well, it
the,
is.
The book that he's trying
it
to
is,
eat.
It like, is the cure for yeah. him, but he's licking it. He's supposed yeah. to read it and
read it.
and understand it. Yeah. Licking it doesn't help.
Look, look, I love the Quran. Look at me. Look at me as I lick the Quran.
Was Jesus a Muslim?
100%.
He says, look, I worship God.
There's Who?
A lot of Farrakhan.
Farrakhan.
The Nation. Have you heard of The Nation?
إن كنت قلته فقد علمته. If I would have said it, you would have known it.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, greetings and peace. Welcome to the Deen Show. I'm Eddie, your host. Subscribe if you haven't already. Hit that notification bell. And my next guest coming up here on the Deen Show. I'm very excited. We have Imam Sheikh Karim Abu Zaid. He's an imam, a lecturer, an educator. He moved to the United States 20 years ago from Egypt. He spent the last over 25 years studying his deen. He has a master's, a PhD, all those degrees that you need, he's got them. And he's here with us on the Deen Show to cover a very important topic that we're going to be talking about, the Quran. We'll be right back.
This is the Deen Show.
Go ahead and subscribe right now. Hit that notification bell. Help us get our numbers back up. Did you know that many years ago, the Deen Show, when we started 2006, we used to broadcast for many years on the Khalifa Clothing Channel, currently known as Digital Minbar. So we're trying to get our numbers back up because the channel at that time got closed. Then we started the official Deen Show channel. We're trying to get our numbers back up to where they should be. And that's this number here, 855, combined what we currently have, 442, we should be over 1 million subscribers. Help us to get our numbers back to where they should be. With that small setback that we had many years ago, you guys can help us by subscribing right now and hitting that notification bell. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of this show. Assalamu alaikum. And don't forget to support us on our Patreon page.
So going over 30 years now.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, alhamdulillah. How does it feel now being in this? Have you... You feel now coming up this long, more experience, you know, more knowledge from when you started.
Definitely, yeah. Maturity is
maturity.
Experience.
Yeah, that's my question. Let me, before you, so the difference between now having the textbook knowledge and then what's in between all of this experience and hearing all the problems that people have and then some things from the beginning, do it like this, like that, but now you got to have more wisdom and how does that work?
It makes a big difference to touch base with reality and actually live, you know, some hardships and grow out of it. It really helps you to help people rather than being, you know, just focused on the theory only. When you have the practice with the theory, it's very beneficial.
I want to get into this topic by first having you watch this video. You don't know what I'm going to show you. I'm going to get into this raw. And I'm going to ask you to guess, what do you think happened to this individual? He's going to be talking about the Quran. And I warn you, parental discretion is advised. You know, you might not like some of the things he might have to say, right? We've seen this before. But now I want you to guess what's happened to this individual after you watch this. And hopefully some lessons can be learned from others who are thinking or have tried to do something like pull this stunt like this individual. So let's get into this clip.
From the religion of piss. I mean peace. The religion of peace. Allah is going to kill me. Hidayah, Hidayah! No, Allah, no! I love the Quran. Look, I love the Quran. Look at me as I lick the Quran. Look at me as I lick the Quran. Look at me as I read the Quran. Look at me as I read the Quran. Look at me, look at me.
All right, so he goes on to do some other disturbing things, but, you know, it's interesting. Usually you pass this up, you let it go, you know, just to see things like this, but What do you think? What are your actions when you see something like that?
I feel sorry for him, quite frankly. You know, but this is not the first time, you know, at the time of the Prophet, they did more crazy things than that.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, they used to have a campaign. You know, people used to come to Mecca all the time to perform Hajj and Umrah. Of course, following, you know, innovative, you know, they added things as innovations to the tradition of Ibrahim and Ismail. They used to have a campaign of distributing cotton, kursuf is called. Like whoever is coming to Mecca, they warn him about listening to the Quran, and they give him a free cotton to place in his ears so he doesn't hear the Quran. You know, this is a similar, you know, situation. But it really incites you to feel sorry for the guy because...
You know what ended up happening to him? Why this came up? Because he's actually from Chicago. Well, he's not originally from Chicago, but he was staying in Chicago. So this caught my attention because he's from the city mm-hmm. where you're in right now. And he was in the news because he was arrested for pedophilia, for... Mm-hmm. Pornography.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's sad. You know, people like those are troubled. You know, they may Allah guide them. Wallahi, this is the one thing that I.
So a lot of times you'll see people out there who are projecting this hate. You know, mm-hmm. and a lot of times it's from something internal. They're pushing it out. But most of these people who are out there, we don't have to name any names, but many of them who have pretty big followings. Right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've maybe debated some of them or whatnot, but you'll see like at the end when you have their lives exposed, you know what I mean? You see like really sick individuals doing sick and then they get caught out, you know what I mean?
They need help.
Yeah.
They need help.
Isn't the Quran a help?
Well, it is the
book that he's trying
it
to
is,
eat.
It like, is the cure for yeah. him, but he's licking it. He's supposed yeah. to read it and
read it.
And understand it. Yeah. Licking it doesn't help.
But maybe now if he ever like gets out of jail now, and he sees this
may Allah make him hear the truth again. And I think people like those, I tell you, they are very close to Islam because they are at the verge of breaking their life, you know, destroying their lives. And at one stage, they see the light, you know. And you actually can be so hopeful for this guy to be a Muslim than anyone else that you may. You know, consider.
Wow, that's a different
true.
Perspective.
Yeah,
wow.
yeah, yeah.
He's at the verge now.
Yeah, like, I mean, we've seen it. I mean, people who are really so much into Islamophobia, they, subhanAllah, they may accept Islam. Mm-hmm. And may Allah guide him. That's all. But it's sad, you know, to... I mean, you shouldn't... I mean, if you hate Islam, you shouldn't be doing that, you know.
Have you seen now in your travels... You know, with the tempo, the pace now, with everything, where you're at, you're, you know, getting to see a lot of things, hearing a lot of different things. Where is the level now of Islam bashing, you know, what you're seeing, the level of Islamophobia? Has it tempered down a little bit? Is it high? Where are you, what are you seeing on the ground?
I mean, it's, for me, really, I don't pay attention to it yeah. anymore. But something very interesting, last Thursday, I was flying to... Fort Lauderdale. I was yeah. having a weekend in Florida to teach and stuff. So that was Thanksgiving Day. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is how I travel. Uh-huh. You know, I wear my thing. I really look like very, very Muslim. So, you know, I go through this service to expedite my you know, going through the security.
TSA, yeah.
yeah, it's called Clear or something like that. Yeah. So the guy who's working for Clear, you know, he keeps telling me, Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I'll just look at him and smile. Happy Thanksgiving. I just look at him and smile. I mean, I don't say it. I don't celebrate that. I don't, and I don't want to, you know, bash him about it. I just want to go in peace. So he insisted that, how come you're not answering me? I said, man, can't you tell that I'm a Muslim? I have nothing to do with Thanksgiving. I don't celebrate Thanksgiving. Then he right away started, oh, thank you for spreading positive energy. Thanks. He started, you know, oh, that's what you want to hear from me? You know, I mean, so, you know, if, you know, those people will always exist.
But don't we celebrate Thanksgiving every day? I mean, Thanksgiving to the creator of the heavens and earth, that we're thankful for him guiding us, that we're thankful for the blessings. So isn't for a Muslim's life, it's giving thanks and praise to the creator every day?
We thank Allah every second of the day.
Yeah.
But we don't say Thanksgiving. We don't have a turkey. I mean, we don't do that.
Yeah.
That's mimicking non-Muslims.
A lot of Native Americans, they don't celebrate Thanksgiving, do they?
Well, I don't care what Native Americans do or don't, but I'm a Muslim.
Because the history, a lot of people, when they go into history and they see...
Listen, I'm a Muslim.
Yeah.
I have two holidays.
Yes.
Eid al-Adha, Eid al-Fitr. Mm-hmm. The Prophet told me that. I'm going to stick to that.
Yeah.
You know, people try to justify that. That's not a religious thing. That's, you know, it's all about this. It's your business, you know. You need to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving you the identity of a Muslim. That's who you are. Stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to, you know, make up excuses to mimic other people.
Was Jesus a Muslim?
100%. I mean, I'm a follower of Jesus.
And Jesus was a Muslim?
Yes, 100%.
But if someone says he never heard that word before, how do you answer that?
What do you mean? His own disciples... When they, you know, when he asked them, فَلَمَّا أَحَسَّ عِيسَى مِنْهُمُ الْكُفْرَ قَالَ مَنْ أَنصَارِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. You know, when Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, felt like the community is about to plot to kill him, he said, who can support me? قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ نَحْنُ أَنصَارُ اللَّهِ. The disciples, his disciples, said, we are the supporters of Allah. آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ. We believe in Allah. وَشْهَدْ. You testify. بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ. We are Muslims. His followers are Muslims. So Jesus is not a Muslim. That's what it says. Islam is a submission that you submit, that you give up your choices when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you to do a certain thing. I'm not going to choose. I'm going to go with the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what Islam is about, the concept itself. He was a Muslim, like all the previous messengers.
We've heard this, that the Lord's Prayer, in there's Islam. O our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Is this Islam?
That's Islam, yeah.
The Lord's Prayer?
Yeah, yeah. It's the essence. Whatever Allah... وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Nothing will happen unless Allah wills for it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Imam al-Shafi'i has a very profound statement in this regard. He said, مَا شِئْتَ كَانَ وَإِنْ لَمْ أَشَأْ وَمَا شِئْتُ إِنْ لَمْ تَشَأْ لَمْ يَكُنْ. Whatever you will, O Allah, will happen, even if I don't will it. And if I will something, if you do not will for it to happen, it will never happen. That's the essence. That is why Imam Ahmad said, believe in mashi'at Allah lihu al-qadr. Mm-hmm. Believe in Allah's divine will, which is al-qadr, is nizam al-tawheed, is the system of monotheism.
Mm-hmm.
That you always link your will with Allah's will. Under it, yani.
So you love Jesus?
Dearly. I love him so much.
Some Muslims
but I love him the way Allah wants me to love him. That I don't place him ahead of Allah. See, that's what the Prophet warned us against.
Mm-hmm.
Don't exaggerate regarding the status of a created being, but still call him the slave of Allah and his messenger. Love can be deceiving. And, the first type of polytheism, shirk, which emerged into earth was shirkul mahabba, the shirk in that area that you actually end up loving someone but more than Allah.
Mm.
Then you place them ahead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's actually, that's why you should feel sorry for the Christians, because they've fallen into that type of shirk, because it's very hard. Christians love Jesus, but the wrong way.
How's that pastor who visits your church a lot? Very nice man. You have a good relationship with him. What's his name? David?
David. Every Jum'ah he comes and listens.
He still
comes to the khutbah. SubhanAllah.
But that's something like people, doesn't Allah, God Almighty, say in the Quran that those closest to you are the Christians?
Well, but you have to...
How do you understand that? And that goes back to tafsir, understanding.
Yeah. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا the verse وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَقْرَبَ مَوَدَّةً and you will find the closest وَلَتَجِدَنَّ أَقْرَبَهُمْ مَوَدَّةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّا نَصَارَى those who say that we are Christians are closer to the believers. But you see that the problem is a lot of people when they recite these verses in Surah Al-Ma'idah, they don't finish up. You see, ذلك بأن منهم قسيسين ورهبانا وأنهم لا يستكبرون. Why? Because they have learned people, priests and monks, and they are not arrogant. Look, here is what they're missing. وإذا سمعوا ما أنزل إلى الرسول ترى أعينهم تفيض من الدمع مما عرفوا من الحق. And when they hear what was revealed to Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, which is the Quran, you will notice their eyes floating with tears because they know in their hearts that this is the truth. يقولون آمنا and they will believe. So they will end up being Muslims. You understand? But
is that like the priests who were there when Heracles, when they came, you know, with the message, Prophet Muhammad sent in the message, those priests were there when they heard the Quran. They're crying.
You're talking about the Najashi, right?
Heracles.
Yeah.
Where he said that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where Heracles said yeah. He would, if Prophet Muhammad was there, he'd wash his feet.
Well, Heracles is the one who said that.
Yeah.
Actually, his priest stood against him.
Yes.
They actually, come on, stop now. You know, but they knew.
But at first, they were everybody's 100%. Affected, oh, yeah. Right? But then it's like, okay, my position, power, you know, status, that gets in the way.
Yeah. You see, look at the description of these verses. They are not arrogant. Mm. They will, if they know it's the truth, they will follow it. But those are the people who are close to you. Because a lot of people, they use this verse to, you know, we're not inciting any hate or any animosity against anybody here, but you need to understand this. وَلَن تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَن نَصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ Look at this. The Jews and the Christians will not be pleased with you unless you follow their way. So if a Christian insists on following his way, he's going to wish for you to follow his way. Even though his harm is not identical to, you're getting that.
Yeah.
But these verses you're referring to, those are people who accepted Islam. They became Muslims because you conveyed the truth to them.
But we're following the way, we should insist more because we're following more the way, and we emphatically say this with love, you know, towards Jesus, that we're following his way more. Because
100%, this is what Jesus preached.
He never called people to worship himself, to worship, you know, his mother, to worship God as a Trinity.
Look at this scene on the Day of Judgment. Mm-hmm. Allah mentioned this scene which will happen on the Day of Judgment. Look at this. The fourth verse before the last in a chapter called Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5. The people can look into it. Yeah. This is, Allah will say this. وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ Allah will ask Jesus, peace be upon him, in front of his followers, so-called followers. Actually, they are followers of Paul. The Pauline theology, the distorted theology. So Allah will ask Jesus in front of them, did you command your people, those people, to take you and your mother as two gods beside Allah? قال سبحانك. He will say, glory be to you. You're above that. ما كان لي أن أقول ما ليس لي بحق. How can I say something like that, which is I'm not entitled to do. إن كنت قلته فقد علمته. If I would have said it, you would have known it. تَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي وَلَا أَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِكَ You know that which inside me, inside my nafs, and I don't know what's inside yourself. وَأَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ And you are the knower of the unseen. مَا قُلْتُ لَهُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَمَرْتَنِي بِهِ I only convey to them what you commanded me to convey. أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ Worship Allah, your Lord and my Lord. That's his message. And subhanAllah, Eddie, something so amazing that the first words that came out of his mouth as a baby in the cradle. The scene is overwhelming in Surah Al-Baqarah.
Jesus. The first words out of his mouth.
Out of his mouth as a baby. Mm-hmm. You know, when you know, when Maryam, Mary, delivered him,
yeah.
So now she became concerned because at the time, having a baby out of wedlock, this is a big no in that society at the time. فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُهُ. Of course, Allah comforted her and he said, you know, Jibra'il, through Jibra'il, one of the, فَنَادَاهَا مَنْ تَحْتِهَا أو مِنْ تَحْتَهَا, that Jibra'il said to her, tell the people that you don't speak, you're fasting from speaking. إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ. فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُ. So she brought Jesus, the baby. يَا مَرْيَمْ لَقَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيًّا. Maryam, what is this? You're having a baby out of wedlock? Ya Ukht Harun, you're from the lineage of Aaron. Aaron is the brother of Musa. Ma kana abuki imra'a saw.
They're talking about, this is their attack. They're questioning Jesus' mother, Mary.
Yes.
Maryam.
Ma kana abuki imra'a saw. Your father, Imran, was our imam, was our leader, religious.
Like, what's happened to you?
What's happened to you? Wa ma kanat ummuki baghiya. Your mother, Hannah, she was a righteous woman. What? فأشارت إلي, she pointed at him. Imagine.
Now this is in the Quran.
This is in the
Christians
Quran. This is
this is
what they call the nativity. This is the nativity story, the virgin, the Quranic version of the nativity story.
Yeah.
قالوا, they said, قالوا كيف نكلم من كان في المهد صبيا. This chapter Maryam, beautiful chapter Maryam had. How can we talk to an infant who was just born in the cradle? Look, قال إني عبد الله. The first words, I'm the slave of Allah. Atani al-kitab. I need guidance like you. You see, he given me the book because I need also guidance. I need to learn. وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا. And he made me a prophet. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ. And he made me blessed wherever I am. The scholar said regarding blessed, meaning that I enjoin good and forbid evil. I see evil, I have to speak about it. I have, that's what Mubarak and blessed, whatever. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ. I need to pray too. Because that's the spiritual nutrition for the soul. I need to pray like you. I'm in need. بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ. And I need to purify myself too. مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّ. And I will be dutiful to my mom. You know, subhanAllah, Eddie, there is a verse which really, you know, finishes up this debate. In the Quran, in chapter Al-Ma'idah 2, you know, regarding...
What's this verse?
What says, مَا الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمَ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهُ الرُّسُلِ. المسيح, the son of Maryam, is a messenger who came in a chain of messengers. وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقَةً. And his mother was a truthful woman. Look at this, here it is. كَانَ يَأْكُلَانِ الطَّعَامِ. They used to eat
food. They both ate food.
Yes. You see, if you eat, that means you need. That means you're weak. And Allah is above that. Allah is above. SubhanAllah. That's why we say SubhanAllah. Meaning what? Allah is above that.
Glory be to Allah.
Allah is above that. Allah is free of needs.
Jews and Christians also, for our guests who might be tuning in, who are, you know, from your part of the world, Egypt or any other Arab-speaking country, they use the word Allah, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's mentioned 17 times in the first page in the Old Testament, the book of Genesis.
In the book of Genesis.
The first page, 17 times, they use Allah.
Jews and Arabic.
Jews and Arabic Jews and Arabic Christians, yes.
So what do you say for people who will say that, okay, Muhammad, sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam,
he ended up, he took this from the Jews and the Christians. You know, he used to travel a lot. You hear this. What do you say?
That is why it's a key to believe that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was illiterate before. Mm-hmm. Some Muslims, by the way, you know, they don't understand the depth.
That's the first point.
Yeah.
He could not read.
No way.
Write. He wasn't educated.
No way.
Yeah. Even though he was the most intelligent, right?
No way.
Meaning that because of the revelation that's coming, is that, could we?
With this perfect narratives,
Eddie,
no way. Also, you know, I did the first volume, Seerah in Contemporary Context, my book, my first volume. In the last chapter of this book, I addressed this issue, the illiteracy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I mentioned there is no way that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have access to such wealth of literature.
That's the second point. So again, he was not someone who knew how to read and write. That's established fact. The people of his vicinity, locality, the people at that time testify to that, right?
Also, the text was not translated yet to Arabic.
That's the second point.
Yes, and it was not available in the Arabian.
So the Christian text, Jewish text, that was not
available.
Accessible.
Not
what about the Yehud at that time, who, when you bring up to Omar radiallahu anh, they had said they had some of the Talmud, Torah.
Well, you know, that actually in support of, you know, the purity of our revelation.
Yeah.
The story of Omar that, you know, one day he brought verses. Al-Hadith fi Musnad Ahmad, beautiful hadith.
How do you understand that?
You see, the Omar one day, he had a Jewish companion, that rabbi. He used to hang around within Medina.
Yeah.
And Omar used to be attracted to the fact that a lot of similarities between the Quran and the Old Testament.
Yeah.
You know, some of them are almost identical, except these human touches, you know. So one day he brought verses to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which are similar. Look, Ya Rasulullah, the Prophet became upset.
Yeah.
You know, his face turned red. And he said, "Laqad, this is a mixed up. Their literature is a mixed up. It's not pure. It has certain things that got changed.
It's been tampered with.
Yes. You know, it's been mass distorted in a way because of the human interference into the, whether in a form of translation or whether in a form of changing."
And you have Bible scholars who testify.
Yeah, they know that. It's a fact.
Yeah.
So the Prophet said, instead of you going to a source that is, you know, messed up, tampered with, like you mentioned, just stick to the purity of my, you know, as if the, you know, and subhanAllah, this is a big issue when you use their own textbook to make up, you know, points. And la, you have the Quran. The Quran is pure. The Quran is clean. The Quran is perfect.
And that's the wisdom of the Quran being sent, no? Because now you had the previous revelations, they were tampered with, changed, right? And they were for a suited time and period.
Right.
Quran is for the end of time, till the end of time.
You see the...
Tamper-free, tamper-proof.
You see, prior to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, humanity were privileged with the presence of a messenger, two or three at the same time. Always, they have people. So if the guidance is tampered with, but they have a living model.
SubhanAllah, can you imagine that?
Yeah, a prophet around them, amongst them.
Can you imagine living during the time you have a messenger right there?
Yeah, but because we were deprived from this privilege, Allah preserved the Quran for us.
Alhamdulillah.
You're getting that?
Yes, yes.
You see, our messenger was labeled...
Really important point.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Because of that... not being applied at that time, you had the messengers at that time who were able to correct anything.
I mean, sometimes you would have three messengers. It's like the story of the village in chapter Yasin. إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ اثْنَيْنِ. We sent to them two messengers. فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا. They belied them. فَعَزَّزْنَا بِثَالِثِ. Then we sent a third one. Imagine having three prophets at the same time in your town. We as Muslims, that privilege was taken away from us because of the fact that our messenger was called the final. But in lieu of this, Allah vowed to preserve the Quran. That's why, you know, when you hear somebody saying the Quran, the narrative has holes in it, it's like, man, you know, that's a aqidah issue. You know, that's a belief matter. You know, when you claim that the Quran has the narrative and stuff has a hole in it, that you need to check your belief system here, because that's very dangerous. Very dangerous, because you must believe that this Mus'haf is preserved. Now, without even being convinced about the techniques or the method, even though we can share the method and how it was preserved, we know how. You know, I mentioned it in my book, The Maqasidic Tafsir. But in a way, it's a belief matter that you must be firm on it, that the Quran is perfect. You're getting that?
Yes.
So in the absence of prophets and messengers, because our messenger is the last, we have the guidance, we have the revelation. And that is why it's a key to connect with the Quran again.
Someone asked you, what's the difference between your guys' religion and now Islam, where, okay, it's just faith at the end, it's blind faith? Because most people, like, when you get down to the nitty and gritty of certain religions...
I disagree.
What do you say?
Well, Islam doesn't...
It's not blind faith.
No. Actually, Islam is initiated on intellectual.
See, you're getting a lot of people's interest now, because... You know, the person says, look, when it comes down to my religion, let's say for the Trinity, at the end, when I dig, and I push the pastor, he says, look, you just got to believe. Just have faith.
Islam inspires you, incites you to look around. Look at these verses. Have they not looked, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ? Have they not looked at the camels, how they are created? وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ? And to the heaven, how it is raised up without pillars. وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ. And to the mountains. وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُدَى. أَفَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَوْقَهُمْ كَيْفَ بَنَيْنَاهَا وَزَيَّنَّا. Have they not seen the heaven, how beautiful it is with the stars? Now, anyone intellectual here should ask, who made that? You didn't make it. Did you make that creation, Eddie? Did you?
No human being could have, no.
No, actually this existed before us to begin with. And that's what Allah says in Surah Al-Kahf. مَا أَشْهَدْتُهُمْ خَلْقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا خَلْقَ أَنفُسِهِمْ. You see, Allah created everything in how many days? In 6 days. Guess who was created, the last element of the creation was created last? Who? Who? Adam. So the heaven and the earth existed before our father. You know, you need to understand. So you come into this world and you see they asked a Bedouin, how in the world do you believe in there is a God? You know, he said, Al-ba'ratu tadullu ala al-ba'ir, wal-atharu yadullu ala al-masir. If I see a dung of a camel, that means there was a camel here, even though I do not see a camel. You know what a dung of a camel is,
yes,
right?
Yes, the feces, yeah.
And if I see the feet, the printing, the feet in the ground, on the desert,
yep,
the even though I do not see the person, but now I know that there was someone here. How? Look at this. سَمَاءٌ ذَاتُ أَبْرَاجٍ. The heaven with all these beautiful stars. أَرْضٌ ذَاتُ فِجَاجٍ. The earth with all these valleys and the mountains. You came to Colorado, how beautiful it is. وَبِحَارٌ ذَاتُ أَمْوَاجٍ. The oceans with all these waves. أَلَا يَدُلُّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّطِيفِ الْخَبِيرِ. This doesn't tell you that there is a God.
It seems like this Bedouin is more intelligent a lot of times than the academics in the universities.
So
he's applying common sense, but it's a shame.
That's intellectual.
Common sense is not common practice nowadays.
That's an intellectual statement.
Yeah.
That's a very in-depth intellect. That, you see, when you look around you, Eddie, and you look into this world, you come up with two conclusions. I wrote this in my book, Know Your Lord. I have a book called Know Your Lord. I wrote this in this. You come up with, there must be a creator. Because if you don't believe there is a creator, then there is something wrong with you intellectually. Where they actually look, Allah says, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Were they created out of nothing? And that goes to the atheist. Yeah. You know, if you really want to answer an atheist, just tell him that verse in Surah At-Tur. Were they created out of nothing, or did you create yourself? Both are no. So there must be what?
Creator.
A creator.
Yeah.
Now, logically, the creator has to be better or greater in attributes than the created. Are you going to make the created and the creator equal? Are you going to equate them equally? No. That's in the Quran. In Surah An-Nahl, أَفَمَنْ يَخْلُقُ كَمَنْ لَا يَخْلُقُ. Is the one who creates equals the one who does not create? Now, what are the attributes and the qualities of the creator? Grab your intellect now, put it in your pocket, and go to the revelation.
Now you stop.
Now you
Everything
stop.
Everything led you with the faculties that God Almighty Allah gave you.
You use your senses. You use your intellect now. Now you have to submit now.
Now you got to the truth. Submit.
there are messengers and prophets Allah sent to this world, and they were supported with miracles. Huh? They came to convey this message of who is your Lord, who is Allah.
Yes.
Know your Lord through the revelation. You can't use intellect to figure out Allah. You cannot do that.
That's a beautiful thing about Islam, submission to the Creator, not the creation. Now you're believing in this whole chain of messengers that came, Adam being the first man, then Noah, Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac,
it's
David.
It's a beautiful formula.
And they all came with the same message, worship one and only one God, to be morally upright.
Eddie, it puts you in total harmony with the whole world.
Yeah.
With the universe.
You don't have to have this confusion in your mind.
No,
and
no,
it makes sense.
No,
everything
no,
makes sense.
No,
and it's based on proof and evidence. Have other pastors, like, obviously, there's something about yourself, the community, Islam mainly, because David, he keeps showing up. And do you have other experience with other Christian pastors who like, you know, coming, you have a respectful relationship with, that you have a connection with in the community?
I always have a respectful relationship even with the people who don't like Islam. Because at the end of the day, you know, you're not there to force people to believe.
Yeah.
You're there, Eddie, to establish the evidence, to witness over them. I convey the truth to you.
And I think David respects you and others because you're not like, you know, sugarcoating things and twisting things.
No,
and some people, they like, you know, twist things just to get people through the door. But then people find out, man, this guy lied to me. You know what I mean? It's like a car salesman. He told you all this, like, stuff you want to hear, and the car's breaking down. Mm. You tell him how it is, huh?
Well, I think...
And I think that he respects you for people respect. Sometimes it doesn't go down well for a lot of people when you talk about...
I think people deserve to hear the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think this video is going to be released around... You know, we see all these lights. Your children ask you what these lights are about, and Christmas, and, you know, and Jesus. And of course, it has nothing to do with really the tradition, but, you know, your neighbor, your co-worker deserves to hear the truth from Allah. Mm-hmm. You know, don't sugarcoat things. You know, being tolerant with people is in the area of interacting with them, that I'm going to be just and fair to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to treat you with respect. But I'm not going to tell you that you're going to heaven because I believe you're going to hell. I mean, in the sense, I believe that in my heart, because tolerance is not in beliefs. Tolerance is in interacting with people, you know. And because at the end of the day, they get to choose. Allah giving, you see, getting to believe is a God-giving right to people. You can't take it away from them. لا إكراه في الدين, no compulsion. You cannot compel people. You know, likewise, a devout Christian probably believe that I'm going to hell too, because I don't believe in his form of salvation.
So if someone, this is something now, if Jesus at his time, Moses at his time, you know, they would, same message, look, if you worship other than the Creator, it's in the Bible.
Right.
Also there, if you set up partners next to God, you worship a false God, this is a one-way ticket to the hellfire. Even us, if we... go ahead and deny Jesus, can a Muslim end up having a one-way ticket
what
to hellfire?
What was the reaction of Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, in the biblical Moses, when he returned to his people and he found them worshipping the calf in the desert? That's in the Old Testament. They can't deny that. What was his reaction? He was upset. He was very upset. I mean, you see, the mission of the messengers and the prophets is to invite people to single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship.
Mm-hmm.
To say, La ilaha illallah. You see, La ilaha illallah, Idi, is made of negation. You have to cancel out everything. Jesus is not a God. The star is not a God. The man is not a God. The tree is not a God. The mountain is not a God. And then you say, the God is Allah. The one who deserves to be worshipped, worthy of my worship and obedience, is Allah. Why? Because He created me. He provides for me. You know, He's the one who gives me what I have. You know, people worship the created things, and the created things are in need.
What about Farrakhan? You know, he says, look, I worship God.
Who?
A lot of Farrakhan.
Farrakhan.
The Nation. Have you heard of The Nation? They call it The Nation of
Islam.
Yeah,
Nation of Islam, yeah.
But some people say they really missed Islam. And look, again, no disrespect to him or, you know, his group, a lot of those people who are part of the nation, Imam Siraj al-Haj, Imam Qasim Khan, many who are captains there, Malcolm X, mm-hmm. they all, when they were exposed to the real Islam, they came and they accepted Islam. So what would you say to someone like that, Farrakhan himself, and would you have a sit-down ever with him if he invited you? And for the people who are confused, because that's a big misconception. A lot of times the general public, when you're talking about Islam, because they have a big following here in America, so now, especially in the urban communities, they'll think like, are these guys nation? Are they, you guys talking about nation? Have you ever had this happen to you?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
you make up
yeah.
Islam?
So, yeah, 100%. Yeah. You see, it's
because this goes back to tafsir, understanding the Quran properly.
Islam,
right?
Islam is crystal clear. Mm-hmm. You cannot attribute divinity to anybody. Khalas. The source of revelation is the Quran and the Sunnah. And you stick to the understanding of the first three generations.
Yeah.
That's it. Anyone else who comes in and he says, I receive, you know, then leave this alone. I'm a prophet like the nation, you know, they claim that, you know.
Live. Would you, a lot of them like to have talks and, you know, I've had many contact with me. Would you be willing to talk with any
of them?
Have you ever talked to someone from the nation?
Yes, I did.
How does that go? How does something like that go?
I think...
Because don't they go into the Bible and they go into all sorts of, to kind of prove their case?
You know, I'm going to give you the essence of their issues.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, you know, most of the people I came in contact with, they are established members of that...
Of the nation.
Of the nation.
Yeah.
You know, the moment that your livelihood relies on...
Mm.
It's very hard. You know, that is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the Jewish rabbis at his time, you know, if 10 of those people will accept Islam, the rest will. And that's why they receive two rewards. The people who are followers of previous faith, they receive two rewards. Why?
Yeah.
Because a lot of them have to give up their status. You know, he's being followed by masses, by people. Now you have to give this up and become a follower.
Mm. So you got to go from having a following to being a follower.
Exactly. It's like, you know, like many of the fan, you know, the Facebook fan kind of speakers, you know, yeah. they have like millions of followers. And these followers followed them on foundations of music is okay, mixing is okay. Now, when they are asked these questions, they are not going to answer them.
But you had also others who came. Look, Malcolm X. He ended up, you know, someone.
من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي. You know, when Allah wills guidance for anybody, Allah will guide. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's really where you need to settle. You know, Allah is the one who knows who deserves guidance.
And Muhammad Ali also. Muhammad Ali, right?
Yeah. I mean, there are figures out there. In my opinion, the most impressive story that I love to read from time is Malcolm. Yeah,
Malcolm. What do you say? Because now they're one of their main beliefs. Because people say, you know, they've made some adjustments. Like the fasting now from doing it. I believe when they used to do it under Savior's Day, now they switched it over. If I'm not mistaken, they fast during the month of Ramadan, the prayer. But now this Farad Muhammad, you know, they have believed that this Pakistanian individual, he ended up becoming God, Allah. They say he was Allah.
So, and do you think they are still Muslims this way?
No. No, you can't. I mean, this is not to show any disrespect to them, right? This is out of the love to help them, God willing, inshallah, to come all the way. You know, because you could be doing all those things, but now if you say that, you're just reading the Quran, Kul Huwallahu Ahad.
Islam is simple. It's already there. It's preserved. Now follow the understanding of the first three generations.
That's where I think they missed the boat, huh?
You can't make up your own.
But how did they get past Surah Ikhlas? How do you get past Kul Huwallahu Ahad, Allahu Samad, Lam Yalid, Walam Yulad, Walam Yakul Lahu Kufuwan Ahad? This surah, this is like...
Because before he approached the surah,
yeah.
that chapter which is crystal clear...
This is like, where are you going with
this? He already had a preconceived mm-hmm. beliefs.
Yeah.
Already. So anything that negate that cancels out or refutes, he will be reluctant to accept it.
Yeah.
Again, if he is established in this world on the basis of that religion, when this is one of the main obstacles which stood in the way of the Jewish rabbis at the time of the Prophet to accept Islam, because they were established. But someone like Abdullah ibn Salam, for example, you know, the first Jewish rabbi who accepted Islam, yes, right? I mean, he was willing to give up his status, his position, because of the truth. There are many like this.
Mm-hmm.
But not many people are willing to give up the world which they already built and they invested in. I have all these followers. I am going to give this up for this. You see, that's where is a test of faith is. You know, that's where you get tested.
Let's jump into back to this one about Jesus, peace be upon him. There was a woman who was, she called in and she was asking, she's really close to accepting Islam, but she was stuck. She wanted more clarification, like what's the Quran mean? What happened to Jesus? Because they say it's a historical event that he ended up dying, right? They say he was crucified. But then the Quran, and she's confused that, okay, if someone was replaced, an image of him, and how does the actual, you know, how do you like to explain this situation?
We have Athar Abdullah ibn Abbas, which is really the, you know, that when Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Athar ibn Jarir al-Tabari, the author of Tafsir, is the one who compiled this Athar. It's authentic. That when Jesus, peace be upon him, already felt like they are advancing to come and grab him and execute him, he stood up and he delivered a short sermon. This is what they refer to the Last Supper, you know, where the wine is and stuff. But this is our version here. And he said, what will happen? And he has to go and all of that. But who amongst you would accept that my likeness would be thrown on him?
Now we're getting this from?
From Ibn Abbas, Athar Ibn Abbas. It's authentic. The statement of Abdullah Ibn Abbas.
This is the companion of Prophet Muhammad.
Who is Abdullah Ibn Abbas? Is the cousin of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is number one. Number two, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made very special invocation for him. He said, Allahumma allimhu ta'wil. O Allah, teach him the interpretation of the Quran, of the book. When you have Athar, when we read Abdullah ibn Abbas, but we have to be very careful because some of them are weak. You have to look at the chain of transmitters, make sure
but
that you verify.
But this one that you're narrating is authentic.
Yeah.
Yes.
The chain is authentic, yes.
So he's saying, okay, let's start with the Quran. What does the Quran say? And then he's giving exegesis of the Quran, tafsir.
Yes, the tafsir of the Quran. Here is the verse in Surah
An-Nisa. Regarding Jesus.
Regarding
and
Jesus. In a chapter, number 4, Surah An-Nisa. I can give you the number later. وَبِكُفْرِهِمْ وَقَوْلِهِمْ عَلَى مَرْيَمَ بُهْتَانًا عَظِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the Jewish community who rejected the message of Prophet Isa because they disbelieved and they uttered allegation against Maryam that she got Jesus out of wedlock.
That she did adultery now.
Yes.
God forbid.
وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. And because of their utterance that we killed the Messiah, the Christ, Isa, the messenger of Allah. Look at this now. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ. They killed him not. وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. They crucified him not. وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. But they were made to see that. That's where Abdullah ibn Abbas comes to explain. He said, when they approached the location where Prophet Isa was hanging out with his disciples, Allah informed him that they are coming to grab you, to execute you. So he stood up and he delivered a sermon, short sermon, the Last Supper.
Yes.
But, I mean, there is no wine in there, right?
Yeah.
So he said, who amongst you would sacrifice that my likeness will be thrown on your face and you will be crucified in my place and you will be my companion in Jannah? The youngest of them stood up, Ana ya Rasulallah. Now, some people may have the right to ask.
His companion, just one second, said, me, O messenger of God.
Yes.
He said, O messenger.
Yes, ana ya Rasulullah.
Not saying God.
No, no, no.
Messenger.
Ana ya Rasulullah. He said to them, Allah will raise me up and so that there is another messenger will be coming, and then I will come after him to complete his work.
Yeah.
That's his second coming. But here it is. Christians or anybody who hears this has the right to ask, why did this have to happen this way? Why this scenario? Because I tell you why this scenario. Because would Jesus have been risen up, taken up by Allah to the heaven without this scenario, the Jewish community would have killed all his disciples. Because they would be looking for him. They are not going to believe that he was taken up, right? They don't believe he's a messenger to begin with.
Yeah.
So now they're going to say, where is Jesus? Oh, he went up. Come on. So they're going to execute all of them. Now, who will spread the teachings of Jesus after him? The disciples. So the disciples have to stay alive. So that's why the Jewish community has to be convinced that they gotten rid of Jesus.
Mm.
You're getting that?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So, and this is what happened. You see, when these disciples survived this hardship, they went around and they spread what? His teachings. But around what? Around the area where Jesus was sent to. You see, Jesus was not a universal messenger. Jesus was sent to Bani Israel. Even some, you know, in the New Testament, some guy came from the Gentile asking him a question. He said, no, I was sent to the last
sheep of the house of Israel.
I'm not, yeah. you know. So the disciples stayed in Jerusalem, you know, to teach, to spread his teachings. And they succeeded. They kept the fort for a while until the self-claimed disciple, Paul, you know, some guy who, you know, like the extreme Sufis kind of experience, he said, I saw light. You know, some people like in the Muslim world, they say, I saw light.
That's what he said, he saw a light.
I saw a light there, and somebody's sitting out there and telling me.
But it's just like, you know, accepting Hitler after he persecuted, you know, the Jews.
Well,
and then saying that he got revelation. Would they accept him as a messenger?
Well, like, look.
Because he was a bounty hunter.
Look what he told.
Wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a bounty hunter.
Yeah, he was killing the Christians.
Yes, he was.
So I made that example, like, let's say Hitler, for instance, was doing that, and which he was, and then
but,
he came.
But here is what I'm looking for, and that's what every Christian should read in the book of Corinthians, that Paul became so famous in Cyprus and southern Italy, his teachings, his distorted teachings of Christianity became so famous that they invited him. You know, when you hear that there is this famous scholar in America, let's invite him to come and give a speech.
Yeah.
But right now you could go online and listen to some of his speeches. Ah, this guy is fake, man. This guy is not real. He doesn't teach Quran and Sunnah. Then you cancel out his trip.
Yeah.
But at the time, he's a famous guy who's walking around spreading them. But they don't know that he's giving up distorted the doctrine of atonement, the sacrifice, the foundation for the Trinity. So they invited him to Jerusalem to give a talk.
Mm-hmm.
In the book of Corinthians, the first book, maybe you can look at, I'll show you the source there. They chased him out of the Jerusalem.
He got chased out.
Because of the teaching. What are you teaching? This has nothing to do with the teaching.
They called him out. These are learned people.
Those are the learned people.
Yeah.
Imagine like...
What did David, pastor, when you tell the pastors there's a Christian, what does he say?
You know, subhanAllah, may Allah guide this guy, man. I think one day he's going to be a Muslim, inshallah.
The pastor, David.
Yes.
He's a very nice man.
He's really into it.
But he keeps coming back. I think that's he's going through a struggle, a jihad himself.
Yes.
Right?
I think he has so many followers behind him, and he wanted to be sure that, subhanAllah, you know, he comes and he writes what I say.
Yeah.
In the khutbah, I see him writing, recording. And even after the khutbah, he asked me, you said that word in Arabic, I didn't get it. So, so what did you mean by that? So maybe. Yeah.
So go back to now this situation with Paul. What were you saying?
So the bottom line here is, here you are. You brought the guy that the Christians now following.
Mm-hmm.
And he was face to face with the disciples of Jesus. Barnabas is one of the disciples of Jesus, the one who saved you, who walked him out. Come on, these guys are going to kill you, man. Come on.
How about James, his brother, Jesus' brother?
Yeah, they chased him out. Yeah. What are you teaching? What is this? This has nothing to do with what Jesus taught.
The pure message. That
yes,
Jesus
the purity.
Monotheism and...
You see, he came up with more of a idol worship kind of, you know, formula. And that is why it received a very good acceptance, or the acceptance was very good in Europe. But look, at the end of the day, Eddie, you know, this what I'm trying to say is, you got two theologies evolving, progressing in the Roman Empire. Because Palestine, Jerusalem at the time, was under the reign of the Roman Empire. Actually, the blooding to crucify Jesus was in between the Jewish community and the emir, the leader of Jerusalem at the time,
yeah.
Who was appointed by the Heracles, you know, Hercules. So you got those two brands of Christianity evolving, progressing, until they started clashing. They ended up clashing.
Yeah,
it's like the Sunni, you know, mm-hmm. very close yeah. to that, you know. So the emperor, Constantine, the emperor, the year 318, his mom was more into the Pole.
His mother, Constantine's mother?
Yeah. So he said, I don't want these conflict, these religious conflicts in my empire. He gathered all the Christian theologians from both sects, from both groups, in a place called Nicaea, which is Turkey now, Istanbul.
Mm-hmm.
It was his summer break, you know, where he goes and spends his summer. And he placed them inside a room, and he said, you're not coming out until you figure out who's Jesus. Is he the son, or is he just a messenger? Is he? Subhanallah, the people, the Pauline, because
now
of the
politics come to play. Huh?
That's one of the most dangerous things, when the imperial power interfere with faith.
And the whole environment, if you can paint the picture, the whole environment is a pagan environment.
Pagan environment. You
so
see,
whatever goes closer to paganism, yes. an easier sell.
Yeah, it was appealing.
Yeah.
You know, like they want to do now with, you know, the imperial powers is working hard now to actually influence Islam. You need to know that too. They want to create that new brand of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people, governments are investing money to come up with this Abrahamic, you know, that one religion thing and all of that. But they don't understand that this is not going to happen, because the guidance is preserved. You see, in Allah's divine knowledge, Allah knew that after Jesus there will be another messenger who will come and rectify things.
Finish what happens now. So there,
basically, he said to the over 300 of them, they were there. They said, agree, I want you to come out with one religion, not two.
So what were the two they're deciding? One group is saying that Paul. Jesus is a messenger. They're not claiming that
the disciples and the teachings of the disciples. He's the messenger of Allah. He's the slave of Allah.
Yes.
He came to call people to submit to Allah. There is a day of judgment.
That's
what we believe in now. Yeah, so that's us.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Muslims.
Okay, so then the other version is what? The Trinity, he died for your sins.
Yeah. So the other one is the doctrine.
Just that alone tells you something.
Yeah.
Right? You see what I'm saying? Just that alone, that there's a debate with all these heads at that time, the beginning now of when all this happened, that should tell the intelligent person, like, hold on.
And
why is there even this debate?
By the way, this is history.
Mm-hmm.
These things are history. It's not something like that we're making up.
Yeah.
Actually, we got this from their own books.
Yeah.
Their own narratives.
Now, you can try to explain it away as much as you want, but,
yeah.
you know, it's straightforward, common sense. Why is there this debate now? Why is there this group? There's the group. They're in there.
Right.
They're saying, no, these earlier sources, you know, the earlier groups, the ones closest to Jesus around him, they're saying, just like the Sahaba. Those are his Sahaba.
Like the companions.
Yeah.
That is why, that's why, you know, when I say Quran and Sunnah, based on the understanding of who?
His disciples. Companions, disciples, synonymous.
Likewise, us.
Right.
You see, the Prophet said what? Dividing is a qadr. Being sects, groups, is something that is ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why the Prophet said, the Jews divided into 71 groups. The Christians divided into 72 groups. And you will divide into 73 groups. Guess who's the group that's those who follow the understanding of the disciples, the companions. But look at any sect in Islam. They whether follow someone who just came recently, Farahan or Farahan or Haluhan or Shahuhan or all this. none of them will say Abu Bakr said, Uthman said, Umar said, Ali ibn Abi Talib.
You won't
said,
see the nation, Farrakhan, they won't be saying that. The companion,
no, they
of Prophet Muhammad said, none of them. Because that would destroy their theology.
100%. Yeah. You see, that's why we say the Quran and the Sunnah based on the understanding of the first three generations of Muslims.
That makes total sense for anybody who's using common sense, because right. I often say, give this example.
Likewise, I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt you. Go likewise, on. Jesus, you see, follow the teachings of Jesus based on the understanding of the people who learned from him, the disciples, not Paul. Paul never met Jesus in his life. He was actually one of the, like he said, bounty hunter. He used to kill his followers for money.
I want people to understand this is very important, because if you're living with someone, you're best friends with someone for 10, 20, 30 years, and they're using a certain language, a lingo, whatever the case, you'll understand it better than someone 1,000, 500, 1,400 years later, right? So you now there's so it's logical.
This is what you call logic.
Yeah, you know. So there's going to be so many things you don't understand. I often say the thing like someone tells you to go hurry up, you know, break a leg, you know. And you know what break a leg means?
No.
You don't. See right now, imagine if now someone's telling you, go break a leg, hurry up.
I'm from
It means hurry up.
I'm from the wilderness. I'm from Egypt.
But now you don't know that, and now you and your zeal, you go breaking legs. You follow me?
Yes.
So you can see where there's room for all this
100%
interpretation. Yes, so that just makes sense. Those who are around him, the disciples of Jesus, the disciples of synonymous. We say companions. Look, we could say disciples also. Can we say that?
Disciple. Yeah. Look what the Prophet said. خَيْرٌ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي The best of the Muslims, the best of mankind, is the people who lived at my time. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ Then those who learned from them. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ Then those who learned from them. Three generations. This is a hadith. This hadith is narrated by over 10 companions. Different chains of narrations. It was narrated by 10 companions. Imagine that. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that Muslims will divide like the Christians, like the Jews, he said, all of those people are in hell, except one. Whether they are in hell for eternity or not, that's we can debate that later on, you know, based on what they came up with. But except one. The companions ask, who are those? Those who follow my understanding and my disciples' understanding of Islam. It can be crystal clear then. Likewise, exactly right here, that's what we're trying to tell our friends from the Christian world, that listen, Paul was presented face to face in the book of Corinthians. Go read it. In the book of Corinthians, face to face with Jesus' students, with the disciples of Jesus, with the companions of Jesus. They didn't accept what he is saying. He was saying you don't have to, you can eat pork. No dietary restrictions. You don't have to be circumcised. You know, the all of that. They chased him out. Get this guy out of here. You know, like when you have a Salaf, you kind of masjid, and you bring some guy to talk about, you know, Sufi experience and stuff. I mean, guess what will happen to him? I mean, this is like beside the point.
So you have now his disciples, you know, and you go back. If someone's sincere and they're humble and they really want to know the truth, and they go look at this, I mean, a lot of this stuff is self-evident. I mean, but like you said, if you have invested interest, you have a position,
right,
and if you made this imaginary concept in your mind, and now you have God Almighty like a genie in a genie bottle, you know what I mean?
It's at the end of the day, Allah blesses you. You have to choose akhirah or dunya.
Mm-hmm.
In many cases, you know, many people are faced with this dilemma. You know, like some guy who's established in this world to say certain things, and all his Facebook fans are, they are there because of that thing.
Yeah.
Now, can he change it? Yes, if he places the akhirah, the hereafter, in the scale with the dunya, and he chooses the akhirah, then he will change it. But if the dunya is still in his heart...
But this is, some people might take it wrong. I just want to clarify this. You know, when we talk about this, can we say this is out of the love for the Christians, out of the love for people out there, because in the Quran, didn't God Almighty Allah is saying, will you kill yourself out of grief?
Yeah, we care.
To Prophet Muhammad, that, you know, this is out of love. Prophet Muhammad,
Wallahi,
he was sent as a mercy to mankind.
By Allah, tallahi, we care for them. And that's why we're telling them the truth. We care for them. You know, we come to this country, man. I mean, I came here as an, you know, and we, this is really, this is, I feel, what you can give back to America. Mm-hmm. You know, not only the religious front, the moral front. Look at the morality in America, where it's going down. You know, spoke to this Brenda or Linda, what's her name there?
Yeah, the Christian Brenda
Lipsack.
Yes.
Lipsack. Look what the morality is going through. You know, this.
And this is where you think we can work together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Work together on this front to help.
Moral.
On these morals.
Morals. Because morality right now, I mean, is going down the drain. You know, the moral standards.
I mean, what do you, this really exasperates me when we see, like many of the Christians who are calling this out also, they're struggling with this.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
they want what we want for our families, but they've taken us as the enemy a lot of times. They've taken Muslims as the enemy, Islam as the enemy, mm-hmm. but Islam has all the solutions for this. We're not trying to, the ones who are trying to change your children into different genders. We're not the ones trying
fitra,
to...
It's the fitra, Idi. It's fitra. It's something that we share, intuition. Yeah. There are things, certain things which are shared between human beings. Yeah. This is one of them. This is against the intuition, the innate, the natural state upon which, you see, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every person is born, I know that you're going to say a Muslim, but you can say born straight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, straight, meaning what? He has a gender. Now, the responsibility of the parents is to protect that gender.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we live in a country where parents are no more responsible for that, and actually their children can be taken away if they interfere, based on what's happening there in California. That's what she told me, that they are trying to come up with a law to say that if parents influence children, Allah is telling you on the tongue of His Messenger that the parents are the one who protect the fitra, protect that straightness.
Yeah.
Now you're telling me the parents cannot do that?
I just had another guest who was so important talking about this, and they were warning a lot of these countries who have a big Muslim population that the UN, they were pushing and helping with this sexual education packet.
Right.
Can you imagine that? And these are things that many of the leaders, they don't read, you know, at the bottom of all the stacks of what they have to sign.
No.
So now they give all these incentives.
You see, they tied everything into economy.
Yeah.
For you to receive aids from the West, you have to condone our moral standards, which are not in conformity with our religious-based moral standard, divine. See, something about character and morality, Allah is the one who decides that. Because if it is left to the people, changes from one generation. We just spoke about Maryam, right? Maryam is
mother of Jesus.
Coming with a baby out of wedlock.
Yep.
Look at the reaction of the community. You know, imagine nowadays a Christian family, their daughter will say, I'm pregnant, mm-hmm. and she's not married. Oh, congratulations. That's good for you. Do you know the baby's gender?
Mm.
Can we have a baby shower? So the morality what is... that is why Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu, he made a very beautiful explanation of the verse. Ali ibn Abi Talib is the cousin and the disciple
from Prophet Muhammad.
Prophet Muhammad. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Oh Muhammad, you have the best character. He said, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى دِينٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are on the best religion. Meaning the source of the character is divine. Allah is the one who decides what is right and what is wrong. Allah is the one who legislates these boundaries, what you cannot cross and what you can cross. Yeah. So humans are taking over and they want us to follow. And that's why we were coming up with our own education, Salahuddin Future Academy, inshallah. Mm-hmm. Safa USA, we're trying to save many children from the environment, the wicked environment out there, because it's no longer safe for Muslim children.
Would you say it's, can you say it's, and I'm just going to be as blunt here as possible, because now we don't really have time, we're losing the children. Would you say it's borderline haram to send your children to the public institutions?
100%.
Well, you didn't even say 50%.
I'm telling you, wallahi, Allah will ask every parent for doing that. Wallahi. Allah is my witness. I tell this to my wives. To my wife. There is an S came accidental here. I'd rather have my kids without any education than sending them to these institutions. You lose them. They are gone.
And a lot of Christians are getting, and even the Jewish community,
they
understand this.
Who started the culture of homeschooling in America? Just ask this simple question. Who?
Christians.
Devout Christians.
Yeah. They're because understanding what's happening in the public schools.
Yes. Imagine you're sending your child to a place where your child hears for 12 years, K to 12, you can be happy without God. God doesn't exist in your life. And all the textbook, all the literature is God is out. And then you wonder, my son is declaring that he's an atheist now. What do you mean? I mean, is it, you know, he, you know, subhanAllah, you know, and that's why something that's beautiful that we did with this, we're working on that on Salah al-Din, that you know, looking at the textbook, my daughter one time tells me what my daughter, you know, she read the American textbook. Genes define the gender and the color of the child. Genes define that Maryam, her name. Gene defined that. That's haram to say. That's shirk right here. Now you're giving genes, the authority of Allah. Let's say Allah employs or utilizes that means to do that. But Allah is the one who decides that. Imagine this is just one line in science book. Imagine the other, you know.
So you guys, you cancel all this out?
Well, we can't cancel it out because of accreditation. Yeah. You see that you have to. But what we did is we alerted the teacher that this textbook is going to be there, but you have to alert the students.
You educate them now.
You
properly.
Educate them because we're an accredited school. So we have to still keep, because we want our children to go to colleges and, you know, study, carry on with their education, right? So now we have to stick to accreditation. But what we did is in a lesson plan, we designed a lesson plan. In the lesson plan, we said to the teacher, you're going to come across the textbook. You need now to let the children know the truth.
So they can go to, if the parents are hearing this for the first time, they're like, what options do we have, Sheikh? They have Salahuddin
Future Academy is www.safa, S-A-F-A. That's the abbreviation for Salahuddin Future Academy. Safa, S-A-F-A, USA for America.org. You go there, you're going to see the curriculum. You're going to see, you can enroll your children. You can end up having your children learning from home. And by the way, Eddie, we have live instructors. We don't have like homeschooling, like the kids go into some software. And no, we have live teachers who teach. And you can do that. Or, you know, we encourage. I'm actually meeting tomorrow in Lombard Masjid Al-Haq to establish a learning center here.
So if anybody out there from the masjids wants to start a learning center.
Center, yes.
With, in collaboration.
Basically, what we do is we encourage you. And this is actually what we want. This is actually the direction that we want to head to. That we encourage local communities to group children the same age, possibly, in one classroom, hire a tutor, a mentor, just to watch the children and make sure that they are disciplined, they are keeping up with the instructors on the other side. And we give discount for that, by the way. We give special rate for that, for learning centers.
And you guys provide all the materials. You have the
Chromebook, the textbook, computer, the instructors,
everything.
The
you
teachers.
You made it real easy.
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
People are loving it, wallahi. People are loving it. We're having a lot of good feedback, alhamdulillah. But we still have ground to improve more, inshallah, bidnillah.
One more thing I wanted to ask you about, very important, because we started off talking about the verbatim word of God Almighty, Allah, the Quran, last and final revelation sent to mankind. Anyone who is sincere, open-hearted, and they want to know the truth. They ask the creator of heavens and earth, guide me, guide me, guide me. And they look at the Quran. You actually can get it for free at thedeanshow.com. Free copy of the Quran at thedeanshow.com. And now, from there, you want the proper understanding. You gave the framework, right? The Quran and an authentic Sunnah Hadith and understanding of the companions. And now you have this actually in an audio version. It's beautiful. Yeah. Talk about this. I've been trying to get the community. Anybody who's out there has a really good book, put it on audio. Inshallah, if it meets the standards, we can try to help promote it. But you actually have an audio version. Talk to us about
well,
this.
Well, alhamdulillah, right now, I'm really, wallahi, very blessed, wallahi, that towards the end of my journey, inshallah, yani, Allah knows best how long we'll be here, I'm really taken by the Quran. You know, I'm spending so much time and I'm loving it. You know, I wish I'm like him, you know, but that's, you know, Ibn Taymiyyah. I'm not saying that I'm Ibn Taymiyyah here, so that people don't misunderstand, but I wish I can. But, you know, when he was jailed, in jail, so they took away all his books. All his, he used to write in jail. He used to teach in jail.
Yeah.
When they took away all his books from him, he was only left with the Quran, which he memorizes. So he started reflecting upon the Quran, and he said, this is the best thing ever happened to me. Because they took away all my books. I can't write, I can't read, I can't produce anything. So what do I have in my chest? He memorizes the whole Quran. So he could now review it and talk about it. And, you know, subhanAllah. So I hope this is the end. I'd love to die on this. So I'm working on a trend of tafsir which called maqasidic tafsir. What is maqasidic tafsir? Is you look at the present day issue. Like, you know, a very oppressing, a very, I'm sorry, yani, demanding issue is the issue of pornography and, you know, and
relevant contemporary issues that we're dealing with. Right.
And you pick up one issue. Then you go to the revelation based on the understanding of the companions. And you look for verses that treated this issue. And you try to explain it to the people. And you offer the remedy and the cure.
Yeah.
So alhamdulillah, I came with volume one, which is the theory, you know, the concept.
Mm-hmm.
It's available now on my website, karimawazid.com. You can actually download it for free. You can order it from Amazon. And the book actually available in audio format. Some brother, mashallah, from England, his name Jalal al-Haq, his name Muhammad. May Allah reward him. He liked the book and he decided to actually do 11 hours and something of the entire book on audio format. So it's available also on my website. But alhamdulillah, I'm working on Al-Fatiha now, volume 2, inshallah, which is Al-Fatiha. And then I'm working on volume 3 also. I finished Al-Fatiha. It's been with an editor. I have a very good brother who's editing my work. His name is Jimmy Abdullah. He's a revert. He loves it. MashaAllah, he's in Minnesota. Alhamdulillah, yani, this is a good thing. You know, I hope I will finish the Quran, so inshallah.
Inshallah. Thank you very much for spending some time with us again.
It's always a pleasure, Eddie. You know, I come to Chicago and I don't see my brother. You know, that's, I love you, man. I ask Allah to unite our hearts always on the truth.
Ameen.
And to gather us with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah.
Ameen.
May Allah protect you, protect your children.
Ameen.
And guide us always.
Ameen.
Keep us steadfast.
Ameen. Jazakallah. Thank you very much.
Barakallah. Jazakallah.
Assalamualaikum. Walaikum salam. Thank you guys for tuning in here to The Dean Show. We'll see you next time. Like I said, you can go ahead and grab a free copy of the Quran at thedeanshow.com to learn more about what Islam says about Jesus, his blessed mother. There's a whole chapter named after her. And you can see and hear more from the source instead of going to the people who are out there licking the Quran like we saw in the beginning and doing all this crazy stuff and all this hate based on ignorance and projecting what they have on themselves out to you. You can come to us, view us here every week, watch us here every week on The Dean Show. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.